is a somber judge. It will judge us all harshly. Kofi Annan warned ministers gathered in Geneva. Time was running out to stop the bloodshed in Syria and stop this crisis from spilling over. Under this pressure, the conference ended with an agreement. The powers present said Syria needed a political transition led by a unity government. But it came with one key caveat. The final deal says that government could include members of the current regime.
A consensus, but with concessions. While international powers agreed on a political transition for Syria, there was one key bone of contention.
The transitional governing body could include members of the present government and the opposition and other groups should be formed on a basis of a mutual consent.
A victory for Russian diplomacy. The longtime Syrian ally had refused to back a provision that would call for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step aside.
We consider it to be of key importance that there is no attempt in the document to impose any kind of transitional process upon the Syrian side. But that work will be done by the Syrians themselves.
But while the U.S. agreed to the plan, it remained clear on one central point.
Assad will still have to go. He will never pass the mutual consent test, given the blood on his hands. I do not believe that anyone in the Assad regime ever thought we could come out with a unified statement today, expressing not only the concerns, but a path forward that would include Russia and China. And he needs to hear loudly and clearly that his days are numbered.